The Sudanese Doctors' Central Committee said in a statement the death toll from the fighting in the Blue Nile state has risen to 79 after more bodies were discovered in the neighborhoods of Adamazin, Aruseris, and other towns. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus from Adamazin State Hospital, Dr. Abdullah Adam Abdullah says the death toll is likely to go higher. He says the Doctors' Committee carried out post-mortem procedures on more than 60 bodies in the hospital, but other bodies were buried in residential areas.
We keep receiving reports about deaths in various neighborhoods. Some of the dead bodies have decomposed and we need the police and public attorney's office to accompany us to collect them. We have confirmed reports from civilians that some dead bodies have been buried without post-mortem examinations.
Intercommunal clashes erupted between the Hausa and Berti tribes in the Blue Nile last Friday over the alleged killing of two farmers from the Hausa tribe. The violence then took an ethnic dimension and continued through yesterday. Sudanese authorities have deployed additional troops to the area to de-escalate the tensions between the two tribes. Dr. Adam confirms a team of surgical doctors from Federal Ministry of Health in Khartoum have come to their aid.
Medical supplies and doctors from Khartoum arrived on Monday. They are expected to carry out operations here at the hospital. Some critical cases have been flown to Khartoum for further treatment. We could not do much as the number of injuries are more than our capacity and the capacity of the hospital to deal with.
Field teams from the International Organization for Migration, or IOM, estimated between 1,800 and 2,000 households from the Hamej, Berta, Falata, Borno, and Hausa tribes are displaced. Many of the displaced are sheltering in three schools building in Adamazin town. The IOM says approximately 500 households from Hamej and Berta tribes are seeking refuge across Gesan locality, while about 600 IDPs from the Hausa tribe are seeking refuge in the neighboring Senari state. Dr. Adam says the displaced families are living in a congested environment, which he warns could lead to an outbreak of diseases.
It rained yesterday and we do not have enough latrines in those hospitals. We expect a rise in the cases of malaria, cholera, and inflammatory diseases because they are exposed to rain and are living in congested areas.
Eyewitnesses in Blue Nile say violence in the area was triggered by a dispute over land ownership and grazing rights. Blue Nile State, which borders Ethiopia, is one of the strongholds of the SPLM North faction led by Malik Agar, who now serves as a member of the Sovereign Council in Khartoum as part of the Juba Peace Agreement. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.